Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99. The game on a very big Thursday and a huge week of sports here in the Atlanta area. Going to be hot today. Going to be low 90s for Eastlake and Tiger and the whole crew. Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, and all the great golfers. Rory McIlroy at the Tour Championship today. If you haven't gotten up yet to speed yet on Hate Week, don't worry. It'll only take you about 10 seconds.
What?
I got it, John.
Thank you.
It'll only take you 10 seconds.
No.
Ba-doom ching. Someone needs a drum set in here.
No. He just dropped that in the middle of the conversation. It was like, bow.
And
like,
then looked around at all
like,
of us.
Like, wait for a retort. What you want me to say?
Bless you.
That's all you need to do. Ha.
Ha. I have those special moments every now and then.
That's that freak floss for you.
It's called mornings. I know. I have those special moments, too. All right, so here we go with Hate Week. It's really kicked into gear now. Our coverage begins at 11 in the morning on Sunday with Mike and Hugh for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by Bud Light, America's favorite game day lager. That will be at the AT&T Perch inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
We had Bud Lights last week.
Oh, you did.
Wait a minute. Let me clarify.
Uh-huh.
We had them on set.
Okay.
We did not have them. I don't want anybody to think we out there getting it in.
You might want to clean that up.
Yeah. Hey, AT, you know what? Since you've been here, man, you've been a guy. So you keep me out of the office. You keep me out of the office. I had to clean that up. No, we didn't drink them.
Right?
They weren't open.
Mm-hmm.
But they're props. And they're pretty cool props. They're pretty cool because they're cold.
How like, do you not real. Drink them?
I'm not. Listen, can't be drinking on the job. Well, I can't be drinking on the job because that's not a good look.
The Saints come in. They're yakking in New Orleans. We'll tell you in a second what they're writing this morning down on the swamp about this game here. First, let's get to what the Falcons were talking about yesterday. Devontae Casey, our first chance really to hear from him since he got kicked out of the game when he hit Cam in the head. This is what Devontae Casey said yesterday about his ejection and what he learned.
Well, I got to learn, you know, when to take my shots and not to take my shots. You know, I was playing too fast in the game and trying to make a play and overplayed it. I mean, I apologize for him, you know, for hitting him like that, whatever. But I didn't do it on purpose. It was just trying to make a play. That's all.
Yeah, trying to make a play. That's all. Now, what we need Devontae to
do is apologize. Damage is done.
Right.
I mean, it happened. You know, hey, man, it's unfortunate. Keep it moving. Cause like, what was that? Like, after you do the, you already did the damage. You just go ahead and let it ride. Let it ride.
We need Demonte to channel his inner Aztec from his college days when he led the nation in interceptions. That's what we need this week. Grady Jarrett also had a chance to speak yesterday, and Grady was talking about, look, everybody understands. We know that no Deion, no Keanu, maybe we don't know about Tack. You know, Andy LaVitre. And look, the Falcons are dinged up, but again, no complaints, no excuses, right, Grady Jarrett? No complaints, no excuses.
No, I wouldn't say it's harder. It's kind of we just doing what we do, you know. Having guys like Debo and Keanu out, and do change some things, but, I mean, you got to work with what you got, you know. And we got guys, more than willing and able to get the job done, as you can see from having some of the success we did in our last game. So we feel totally confident, and whatever coach called, we'll be ready.
Now, of course, trying to get to Drew Brees is not easy, even if you have everybody healthy 100% and you're blitzing on every play because – as Grady said, Drew's not one of those guys that'll hang around in the pocket and kind of survey the field. Drew Brees goes really fast.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, he gets the ball out of his hand so fast and has been able to make his team have a lot of success and move the ball very efficiently. So that's definitely something that's on their mind.
Yeah, so I'm thinking more, you got to really think about those passing lanes, Hugh, if you're on the defensive line. And when you were playing with guys that had quick releases, it's almost more about, stopping, setting, jumping, and batting, right?
Well, like, the guy that comes to mind who said quick release is Dan Marino immediately. I know for a lot of people, like, who? But, yeah, Dan Marino was one of those guys. He never let the ball stay in his hands that long. He was always great at timing routes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you have to do, I would think, against Drew Brees is you can't get lulled into that quick pass thing because they're probably going to come out and do that. You know, a lot of defenders, when you play against a quarterback like that, they come out and initially to slow the pass rush up, they throw the ball quick, throw the ball quick, throw the ball quick, quick slants and stuff like that just to get the rhythm going. And then they lull you to sleep with that so that they can drop back and throw the ball deep. And that's going to be a huge test for this Atlanta Falcons defense, not to get lulled into that false sense of, why am I going to rush? He's not going to, he's not going to have the ball in his head anyway. You got to keep that pressure up. And that way you can help those linebackers out. Because Duke Riley, had a chance to talk to him yesterday. And he was talking about how it's different playing that middle position and just how he just needs to get the reps. They're going to try to exploit that young linebacking core. with Foyzie Oluwakin and Duke Riley. They're going to try to take advantage. If I'm Drew Brees, that's where I'm trying to get most of my work done, is in that middle of the field. So it's going to be important that those young guys and that pass rush up front try to help those guys out and help them out with getting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, we were talking about when you and I were up at Flowery Branch yesterday, we were talking about that with a couple of the guys, because what did McCaffrey have, 12 catches last week? So, I mean, a ridiculous number of catches, all the checkdowns to him. You can expect more of that, a healthy diet from Alvin Kamara. I mean, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to put the ball in his hands. Because one of the things they're not doing right now in New Orleans is they're not running the ball. It says, because this is what they said this morning, just looking at some of the notes. Without Mark Ingram, of course, he's still serving that suspension, going to have one more game after the Falcons. Without Mark Ingram, the Saints have been held in the first two games to a total, Hugh, of 105 yards rushing. That's it. 105 yards. Now, granted, some of that had to do with the fact that Tampa jumped all over them, and they had to throw the football a lot to try to come back in that Tampa
game. Yeah, and you're talking about, like, when you look at it, though, John, playing against really two really good defenses at the beginning of the season, and now you're about to face a third. So if I'm the Atlanta Falcons coming into this game, New Orleans is going to try to establish the run. There's no question about that, because they've been in two games where it's been somewhat of a shootout where they've had to throw the ball a lot, but they're going to come in and they're going to try to establish the run. Same way that Coach Quinn established the run against Carolina after having that first game against the Philadelphia Eagles. So I would think coming into this game this weekend that for Coach Payton, that it's going to be imperative that you get the run game started early.